Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Dave is in Commerce, and he's next on 97.1. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. Good show.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, listen, Dave. This whole deal with Xfinity... This has all been scripted and planned out long in advance. You think it's a coincidence that this contract expired on May 1st, a month into the baseball season? They're just going to take time away from us, and they'll find a way to give it back to us, but it's not going to be cheap.
They're going to. I'm sorry, you said they after May 1st you broke up. You said what?
Well, their contract between Bally's and Diamond Sports,
yeah,
expired on May 1st. That was planned in advance.
When would be the better time for it to expire?
The baseball season.
What would be the better time for it to expire?
Well, somewhere in the winter. They take
during Red Wing season?
Right. This isn't just about baseball. This is they carry all types of sports.
Of course. Of course. But I guarantee you they'll find a way to give us our Tigers back, but it's not going to be cheap. They're just going to try to squeeze us for more money. That's what this is all about.
Well, there are ways we can spend more money and still get
them. The owners didn't know about this.
Oh, they did. Of course they did.
Of course. Yeah. So I'm going to cancel Xfinity, listen to the radio, and you guys have a great radio broadcasting team, and I'm going to take advantage of that, and I'm going to hit Xfinity in the pocketbook and cancel.
Well, thank you for listening. When you cancel Xfinity, you're losing a lot of other...
Well, yeah, it's not just Bally's you're losing, yeah. But, hey, if you're ready to do that, because he's not alone. Lots of people are fed up with Xfinity.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure who has the power in this whole thing. It would seem that Xfinity has the power because they can approve or disapprove whatever, you know, Diamond Sports is going to throw at them for an offer. You know, but apparently offers have gone back and forth and they still can't work it out. I do think things should get worked out, but I don't know how soon it's going to be. Initially, I thought, oh, this will get done. This is a lot of posturing. It just gets done. But if you're having to deal with a parent company that's already declared bankruptcy, I think it makes it a lot harder and more strings attached and all that. And there's a lot of stuff and fine print that you have to go over before you can agree to anything.
Yeah. All right. Changing the subject here a little bit.
Please.
News came out Monday that there are new rules for the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight. We bring this up. Mike Tyson, of course, legendary boxer, YouTuber turned boxer Jake Paul, who is a polarizing figure to say the least. But he's taken on and a boxing and from what is essentially amounted to exhibition fights. Am I wrong? Like you're in the fight game. Is that a good description of what Jake Paul's done?
Yeah, I mean Kang is too. I would say that I don't think we would label these as like real legitimate professional fights. He's not fighting boxers.
He fought boxers, I think.
Yeah,
he's
basically fought MMA fighters that are well past their prime,
mm-hmm.
and guys that aren't boxers that are MMA fighters. It's a big difference.
Well, this fight with Tyson, when we brought it up at first, there was kind of this thought: okay, Tyson's what in his 50s, I don't know how old he is.
It's like 57 or 59. I forget.
Okay, so he's obviously up there in age. He still looks like he's in incredible shape, but, I mean, let's face it, he's not going to be what he once was.
No.
Jake Paul's kind of a beast, but he's not a professional boxer. He's a guy training to box, but he's not a professional boxer.
He's more of a professional boxer, I think, than people want to give him credit for, though. He has worked on his craft. He looks like a competent boxer. There are people in the boxing game that say, look, he's, I don't even know what I want to say, he's legit or somewhat legit, but there is a legitimacy to what he does now. And that's why it makes it such a mismatch when he goes against the MMA guys.
He's taken it seriously. Yeah. I give him credit for that. He's gotten his body in great shape. He studies. He hits mitts. He technique, all that stuff. He's very amateur and novice in the professional game. But as far as an amateur, he's above, like, you know, your weekend warrior, that's for sure.
So here's the thing about him, though, is that I think when he and Tyson, who have a previous, like, business/friendship, announced they were going to fight each other, I think it was... My guess is here, and I'm sort of watching this from the outside looking in, that it was looked at with a collective eye roll, like this is going to be just a money grab, and it's not going to amount to much. Then the rules for the fight came out on Monday. It's an officially sanctioned professional fight. The results will be recorded on official records. Knockouts are permitted. The fight will consist of 8 2-minute rounds. Fighters will have 14-ounce gloves, and no headgear will be used. So... does this sound like, wait a sec, is this going to be a real fight? Is this something worth watching now?
It sounds like it's more worth watching now than it did before. They're 2-minute rounds. They're not 3-minute rounds. There's only 8 of them. It's not like 10, 12, or 15, although they still do 15 rounds. But it's not 10 or 12 rounds. It's 8. And you're shortening it by a minute per round. But then again, when you got a guy who's in his late 50s, I'm okay with that. Seeing how that's the guy I'm rooting for. Yeah. So I want all the rules slanted to favor Mike Tyson.
The guy you're rooting for.
The thing I can't get out of my head is that the Paul brothers are all about promotion, all about making money. And is this just a setup? Is this going to be a fake fight or is this going to be legitimate?
I mean, I think with every fight, whenever I bring this up, Kang, you always say, well, they're all money grabs.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I enjoy, listen, boxing and MMA entertain me. I watch them because I find it, you know, it's to me, I enjoy the skill set. I enjoy a lot of things and aspects about it. But with that being said, it's absolute, like, gutter people running these things. And honestly, like, there's no shame in ethics from the promoter to the ref to the boxer to the judges. Like, everything. You can question everything and have legit questions about it all. Unfortunately, that's the case. Whether a guy's taking a dive or a guy's using steroids or a judge is, he's on the take. That stuff bothers the heck out of me. But what, like I said, I still watch because I'm entertained by it. But, yeah. You never know, Doug, when you're watching these things, what's real and what's not.
But what came out this week, more legit, right?
It makes me want to watch it more because I didn't want headgear, you know?
Right.
And to me, whether it counts on the record or not, didn't bother me. I mean, whatever, I guess. But
I think it kind of matters.
I think it kind of matters to Tyson.
Because I can't imagine that Mike Tyson wants to have a blemish on his actual record, you know? So, and I...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't know. Maybe it's just reputation of Mike Tyson that I would – part of me thinks if Paul lands a punch to Tyson, that Tyson's going to snap and he's going to revert to –
Well, you want him to.
Exactly, but, I want him to. That's
or
what
he
I'm
could go down,
for.
Gator.
I know. I've seen that, unfortunately, you know. But so I don't know what to expect out of this thing. And, getting back to the original question, am I more apt to watch this fight now than I was? Yeah, I am. As we get closer to it, I probably was going to be anyway. But I'm less dismissive about it now because I do think these rules are in place to make it more legitimate.
Now, part of me thinks, and tell me if I'm wrong here, because I'm an outsider. This fight gets announced. It's not creating enough buzz. They realize it's thought of as a sham, so they come out with all this. It's still a sham, but they come out with all this to try and generate more interest and more pay-per-view buys.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, Gator, Tyson isn't fighting for legacy anymore, man. He's fighting for a paycheck, you know. And if he loses to Jake Paul, which would absolutely suck for like fans of Tyson or anti-Jake Paul fans, it's a real possibility. And I don't think at this point Tyson, I don't want to say he doesn't care, but so what? I mean, he's going to get paid a ton of money for doing this. And then that's the ultimate goal between these two guys, to get everyone to buy it and watch it. Or buy it, just watch it. Because if you have Netflix, you can watch this.
True. What would get you more excited about it and thinking that, oh, wait a minute, maybe this is legit? Is it seeing more videos of Tyson training? Is it seeing Tyson look like he's getting legitimately pissed and fired up for this? I mean, what is it that would get you like, okay, I got it, here we go?
As long as Jake Paul's involved, I won't think it's really that's legit,
a problem, yeah.
Unfortunately. You know, I'm going to still watch, like I say, because I'm rooting for an outcome, Tyson to knock out Paul, and I enjoy boxing in general, so... I don't know if there's anything, to answer your question, I don't know if there's anything that can help legitimize it more for me. But I like the fact that there's no headgear and things like that.
Well,
I want that to be, you know, more, I want it to look real.
Well, is this a fight that's going to end one or the other's legacy? Like, is that the outcome of what happens? Like, if Tyson gets knocked out, then Tyson's legacy is, I mean, it's not totally shot, but the way it finishes up is sad.
Yeah.
If Jake Paul gets knocked out, does that end the sham of Jake Paul?
Or not good for him if he wants to actually continue a real boxing career, to get knocked out at 57. I mean, by the time they fight, he might be 58-year-old.
But he might also make $100 million off the fight or whatever the pay-per-view buy is going to be.
Well, it's not pay-per-view.
Well, right, sorry. But there's an enormous price that he's going to get.
248-539-9797. Are you more in... because of this announcement that makes it feel like a more legitimate fight? Is this something that makes you go, okay, I'll watch now? Or is it all part of the ruse?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.